All right, welcome in everyone. Kicking off another deep dive here. And today we're really getting into, I think, a topic that's universal. This
Absolutely.
idea of, you want to build something big, you have ambitions.
Right.
How do you team up with the right people and how do you really use what you've got? Because a lot of times I think, you can feel a little overwhelmed, like
Yeah.
how do I get from A to B and am I spreading myself too thin? So I'm really excited to jump into this whole world of strategic partnerships
Yeah.
and resource management. We're trying to do a deep dive here, pull out the most useful points,
Okay, sure.
So for you listening, you don't have to read through, pages and pages of
Sure.
content.
Yeah.
We want to make sure you really walk away like, okay, I understand why these things are important.
Yes.
What are the different types of partners that can really help me accelerate?
Right.
How do I build those relationships?
Yeah.
And then even just how to manage my own stuff in a way that makes sense.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, that's what it really comes down to, right? Is how effectively are you using what you have, what you've built,
Right.
and how are you leveraging other people's strengths and your own strengths
Yeah.
to achieve something bigger?
I like that idea of, you don't always have to do everything yourself, right? That's
Exactly.
the whole beauty of this.
Yep.
So whether you're just starting out or you're already, leading a pretty well-established company, I think these ideas are pretty universal.
Yeah, they are. And it's interesting because, the ability to kind of connect with the right people
Yeah.
and manage your own resources efficiently, like that's at the core of any kind of success,
Totally.
whether you're big or small.
So let's break it down. Like, why are these strategic partnerships so important? We've been digging into a lot of material,
Yes.
and one of the things that really jumps out is just, how they can supercharge growth
Oh, yeah.
and give you this competitive
Yeah.
edge. Like, think about entering a new market, right?
Huh.
You're trying to, get into a space where you don't have any presence. Doing it all yourself, that's going to take a lot of time, a
Yes.
lot of capital.
Huge upfront cost.
But if you can team up with someone who's already there, suddenly, boom, you've got a foothold.
Yeah, it's an accelerator, right?
Especially for startups, smaller businesses,
Right.
that can be the difference, right?
Yeah.
Between kind of spinning your wheels and actually getting some traction.
Yeah, and the time to market,
Yeah.
the speed that you get with a good partnership,
Yeah.
it's unlike anything else. Because imagine, trying to build out your own distribution channels in a new region.
Right.
That takes years.
Right.
But if you can get that access immediately through a partnership, it's not even just about being first.
Right.
It's about that momentum that you gain
Totally.
by already having that presence.
And it's more than just, physical reach. It's about knowledge. It's about skills that you might not have in-house.
Yeah.
This whole concept of shared expertise. I
Absolutely.
mean, you're essentially tapping into, a brain trust
Right.
that could take you years to build or might be impossible to build.
Yeah.
Like, think about, partnering with someone who's got this cutting-edge technology or a very specialized area of knowledge. You don't have to go through the whole process of developing that yourself.
Yeah.
And I think what's really cool is that, you get this kind of cross-pollination of ideas, right? Like
Yeah.
their expertise plus your expertise.
Right.
You can create something that's way more innovative.
It's that synergy, right?
Yeah.
That bringing together of different perspectives,
Yeah.
different skills, different backgrounds.
Yeah.
It just leads to innovation.
You get better products, better services, the whole thing.
And you get to kind of sample that specialized value
Right.
without having to hire a whole team,
Yeah.
right? You don't have to make that long-term commitment to
Right.
have that expertise in-house.
Yeah.
You can access it through a partner.
And I think another thing we don't always think about with partnerships is that, they kind of provide a safety net.
Yeah.
This whole idea of risk mitigation. Like, if you think about it, when you're sharing the financial, the operational responsibilities
Right.
with a partner, when those unexpected things happen, supply chain disruptions,
Right.
or maybe customer preferences change really quickly,
Yeah.
you're not absorbing all of that impact
Exactly.
yourself.
You're sharing it.
You're sharing it. You've got someone else in the boat with you.
It's diversification, right?
Yeah.
You're not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Right.
You're spreading out your operational dependencies so
Exactly.
that when something goes wrong, you're more resilient.
You're better able to weather the storm.
And beyond the like really practical stuff like growth and risk reduction,
Factor.
partnerships can be a real reputation booster.
Oh, yeah.
Like, think about it, right?
Yeah.
You team up with a brand that's known, that's trusted.
Yes.
It kind of rubs off on you a little bit.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Customers are more likely to take a chance on you.
Right.
If they see you're working with someone they already, you know, believe in.
It's a transfer of trust.
Yeah.
Right. Your partner's reputation
yeah.
becomes a, you know, a positive.
Yeah.
A positive association for your brand as well.
And it's not just customers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about investors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when they see that you've got these endorsements, these collaborations from, you know, respected players.
Yes.
In your industry, it's a signal to them that you're the real deal.
Yeah, it's validation.
It's validation.
It's proof.
Yeah.
It shows that other people who are knowledgeable, yeah,
in that space,
right,
believe in what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you know, investors love that.
Totally.
Because it de-risks their investment.
So, okay, we've established why these things are so important.
Right.
But let's talk about who these partners could be.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not like there's just one perfect partner for every business.
Right.
It really depends
yeah.
on your specific needs.
Yeah.
The material kind of breaks them down into a few different categories,
mm-hmm.
which I think is really helpful to kind of wrap your head around.
Yeah.
So first off, suppliers.
Suppliers.
I mean, these are the folks that are really giving you like the basic building blocks
right.
of your product or service.
Yeah, they're providing the raw materials,
yeah.
the components
yeah.
that you need.
The stuff you need to actually create what you're selling.
Exactly.
Right.
And they're fundamental.
Yeah.
Because the reliability of your supplier and the quality of what they're providing.
Right.
That directly impacts your ability to deliver.
Absolutely.
To your customers.
And it's not just about, you know, getting the stuff right. It's also about, you know, can you get a better price?
Mm-hmm.
Can you, you know, work out some bulk discounts?
Yeah, leverage your volume.
Yeah.
Get a better deal.
Yeah.
Longer term contracts.
Yeah, because the consistency of that product, that's huge.
Oh, it's massive.
For your brand?
Because your customers, they come to expect a certain standard.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They want to know that no matter when they buy your product, no matter where they buy it,
yeah,
it's going to be the same quality.
It's going to be what they're expecting.
And if you have a good supplier relationship,
yeah,
you can ensure that.
Okay, so then we move on to distributors.
Right.
These are the folks that are really getting your product out there.
Yeah, they're the bridge between you and your customer.
Yeah.
Right, they're taking your product.
Yeah.
And they're getting it into the hands of the people who want it.
And a lot of times, the biggest advantage here is reach.
Oh, yeah.
Right. They have these established networks.
Absolutely.
That you might not be able to build on your own.
It would take you forever to build it yourself.
And they know how to navigate those markets.
Yes.
The logistics of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's their expertise.
That's their bread and butter.
And what's really cool is that, you know, the sources we've been looking at, they point out that distributors often have this really valuable insight.
Mm-hmm.
Into those markets. They're on the ground.
They're the front line.
They see what's selling, what's not selling.
Yeah.
They hear the customer feedback.
They're hearing it firsthand.
Firsthand.
Yeah.
And that's gold.
Price
it's gold. Because it can inform your product development.
Mm-hmm.
It can inform your marketing.
Absolutely.
You can tailor things.
Yeah.
You know, based on what you're hearing from the distributors.
And you're getting that direct feedback loop.
Yeah.
That's essential for any business.
Right.
You need to know what your customers are thinking.
Totally.
What they're responding to.
Yeah.
What they want.
And, you know, you don't have to build your own warehouse. You don't have to build your own, you know, logistics organization.
You're leveraging their infrastructure.
You're leveraging theirs.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we move into, I think, an area that's becoming, you know, increasingly crucial.
Yes.
Technology providers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in today's world, these partnerships are almost essential.
I would say they are essential.
Yeah.
At this point.
So we're talking about things like cloud computing,
right?
Cybersecurity, specialized software, yeah. All of that.
And it's about, you know, being able to tap into those technologies.
Yeah.
Without having to build them yourself.
Right.
Right. Because the upfront investment,
it's huge.
Is massive.
And the maintenance, I mean, just keeping everything running.
Oh, the ongoing cost is huge.
Yeah.
So by partnering with someone,
yeah,
you can avoid all of that.
So like take cloud computing, for example.
Right.
Instead of having to, you know, invest in all these physical servers, hire IT staff to maintain them.
Yeah.
You're essentially you're paying for what you use.
Right.
when you need it.
On demand.
On demand.
Yeah.
And you can scale up or down.
Yeah, the scalability is amazing.
As needed.
Because your needs change, right?
Right.
And you don't want to be stuck with a huge infrastructure.
Right.
When you're not using it.
Yeah, that agility is huge.
Huge.
And then there's automation.
Right.
I mean, think about all the things that, you know, you and your team are doing manually.
Mm-hmm.
That could be automated.
Yeah.
Repetitive tasks.
Yeah, mundane stuff.
That, you know, you could free up
your
employees to focus on more strategic stuff.
The high value tasks.
Yeah.
The creative stuff. The stuff that really moves the needle.
So automation through a technology provider can really be a game changer.
Yeah. It streamlines your operations.
Yeah.
Reduces errors.
Yeah.
And frees up your people to focus on what matters.
And we can't forget cybersecurity, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in this day and age,
it's not negotiable.
It's not optional.
You have to have it.
You have to have
it. Because the risks are just too great.
You have to protect that data.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a breach. That can be devastating.
Devastating.
Financially, reputationally.
Absolutely.
It's not worth the risk.
And it's much easier to prevent it.
Right.
Than to deal with the aftermath.
So partner with the experts.
Yes.
Let them handle it.
They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. And then finally, we've got marketing agencies.
Right.
And, you know, for a lot of businesses, especially ones that don't have these big, you know, in-house marketing teams.
Right.
This is like having an extension of your team.
Yeah. They become part of your team.
Yeah.
They're an extension of your marketing department.
So, you know, they can handle social media, PR, SEO, all that good stuff.
All the specialized stuff.
The specialized stuff that, you know, you might not have the bandwidth to do yourself.
Yeah. And it's expensive to hire for all those skills in-house.
It is.
So it's much more cost effective.
Yeah.
To partner with an agency.
And the material talks a lot about brand building.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where, you know, a good marketing agency can really shine.
Oh, yeah.
They can help you refine your message.
Yeah.
Develop your visuals.
Make sure it's consistent.
Make sure it's all cohesive.
Across all your channels.
Across all your channels.
Website, social media.
Everything.
Everything.
You know, from your website to your social media, all of it needs to feel like it's coming from the same place.
It needs to be a unified brand identity.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what an agency can help you with.
And then getting your message out there, right? Like targeted ad campaigns, all that stuff.
Right.
They're experts at that.
They know how to reach the right people.
Yeah.
With the right message.
Yeah.
At the right time.
At the right time.
And they use data.
Right.
Use analytics.
Yeah.
To make sure that your marketing budget
right.
is being used effectively.
So you're not just throwing money at it.
Right.
You're actually, you know, being strategic.
Yeah. You're being data driven.
And because they work with so many different clients, mm-hmm. they're kind of on the cutting edge.
Yeah, they see what's working.
Of what's working.
What's not working.
They know the latest trends.
Yes.
The best practices.
They're at the forefront.
So you get to benefit from that.
Absolutely.
So those are some of the key types of partners.
Right.
But the material really stresses, you know, finding the partners, that's just the first step.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I found them, check, I'm done.
It's a relationship.
It's a relationship.
You have to build it.
Yeah.
You have to nurture it.
You have to maintain it. It's not a one-time thing.
Set it and forget it.
It's not a set and forget it, right?
Well,
you have to actually put in the work.
Absolutely.
So clear communication, that's huge.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The material even suggests, you know, set up specific channels,
mm-hmm.
like a dedicated Slack channel or, you know, a Microsoft Teams channel
right.
where you can communicate in real time, keep things transparent, make sure everyone's on the same page.
Yeah, you need to have those clear protocols for communication.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you know, things get lost in translation.
Oh, right.
People misinterpret things.
Yeah.
It just creates friction.
And those regular check-ins.
Yes.
You know, whether it's weekly, monthly, quarterly, whatever makes sense for the partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Those are so important.
They are.
Because it gives you a chance to proactively, you know, address any issues.
Right.
Track your progress.
Yeah.
You know, how are we doing on those shared goals?
Yeah.
And it strengthens that working relationship.
Absolutely.
You know, you're connecting regularly.
You're building rapport.
Yeah.
You're staying top of mind.
Then there's this whole idea of defining roles and responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from the get-go, you know, who's accountable for what?
Yeah.
Get it in writing.
Document it.
Document it.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's meeting production quotas or leading specific marketing campaigns.
Right.
That clarity, that can prevent so much headache.
Oh, so much.
Down the line.
Because it minimizes overlap.
Yeah.
It minimizes confusion.
Yeah.
And it prevents those conflicts that can arise
yeah.
when people don't know who's doing what.
But of course, things change. Right. So you have to be willing to revisit those roles and responsibilities.
Yeah, you got to be flexible.
Yeah.
You got to adapt.
You know, make sure that the division of labor still makes sense as things evolve.
Right.
You know, businesses change, markets change.
The world changes.
The world changes.
Yeah.
You got to be ready to shift.
You got to be nimble.
You got to be nimble.
Yeah.
And I think at the core of any good partnership, there has to be this mutual benefit.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Like, it's got to be a win-win.
Got to be a win-win.
Both sides need to be getting something tangible.
Yeah, otherwise it's not going to last.
Out of it.
Right.
Whether it's, you know, increased revenue or, you know, better brand recognition, access to new technology, whatever it is.
Yep.
If one partner feels like they're constantly giving more than they're getting,
yeah,
that's not going to work.
It's not sustainable.
No.
It'll breed resentment.
So that's why, you know, the material really stresses the importance of ongoing evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be checking in.
Yeah.
Is this partnership still meeting our goals?
Right.
And if those goals have changed, you know, be willing to renegotiate.
Yeah. You got to be willing to have those tough conversations.
Yeah.
But they're important.
They're important.
Because it's about the long-term health.
Yeah.
Of the partnership.
You know, even with the best partners in the world, even with the strongest relationships.
Right.
You can still run into trouble.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not managing your own resources effectively.
Absolutely.
Like, if you've got poor resource allocation internally.
Right.
It can undermine.
Yeah.
Even the best external partnerships.
You got to have your own house in order.
You got to have your house in order.
Yep.
It's like that saying, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup.
Exactly.
Right.
You got to take care of yourself first.
So the material talks about the importance of these resource planning tools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about things like Trello, Asana.
Yeah, those project management platforms.
Yeah.
They're essential.
Monday.com, all those kinds of things.
They help you stay organized.
They keep you organized. They help you delegate tasks,
mm-hmm.
set deadlines, track progress.
And they give you visibility.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Into what's going on.
And you can see those bottlenecks before they become a real problem.
Yeah.
You know, it's like preventative maintenance for your business.
Yeah. You're identifying the potential issues early on.
Yeah.
Before they blow up.
And then on the financial side, budgeting and forecasting software, you know, being able to really understand, you know, where your money's going.
Yeah, where you're spending.
Yeah.
What you're projecting.
What you're projecting.
Yeah.
That's huge for planning.
Absolutely.
And just making sure that, you know, you've got the resources to actually support your partnerships.
Yes.
Because you can't, you know, you can't enter into these agreements and then be like, oh, wait, I don't actually have the money.
Yeah. You got to be strategic about it.
Yeah.
You got to have the financial capacity.
Yeah.
To support those partnerships.
And just like with your external partnerships, you know, internal resource management requires constant review.
Yeah. It's an ongoing process. Right. You got to constantly be evaluating.
So the material suggests doing, you know, these quarterly assessments. Are we on track to meet our financial goals,
right.
our operational goals?
Yep.
And if not, what do we need to adjust?
What needs to change?
You know, maybe it's budgets, maybe it's timelines, maybe it's responsibilities.
Yeah, you got to be willing to pivot.
Yeah.
To adjust.
Yeah.
To make sure that you're still aligned with your overall strategy.
And I really like this idea of scenario planning.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's thinking about, you know, okay, what's the best case scenario?
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst case scenario?
Yep.
And then, you know, a few in between.
The most likely scenarios.
And having some plans in place, expert.
Yeah.